Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of July, Sunday morning. And Mark is ready for the 25th chapter of Proverbs this morning. And if you all get a chance, listen to the message this morning that's on sermonaudio.com/housechurch entitled No Buckling Against Arminianism. We're reading from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, King of Judah, copied out. Support of God, a concealed thing, the honor of kings is to search out a matter, but heaven for height and the earth for depth, the heart of kings unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel from the finer. Take away the wicked from being the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king. Stand on the place of great men, for better it is that it be sent unto thee. Come up hither than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in thereof when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, discover not a secret to another. Lest he heareth it, put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. Words gently spoken is like apples of gold, and pictures of silver, as earring of gold, an ornament of fine gold, so is a wife, or proof refined to be an ear. As cold as snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that sent him, for he refreshed the soul of his masters. Whoso boasts himself, the false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded. The soft tongue breaketh a bone. Hast thou found honey, eat so much as is sufficient for thee. Hast thou be filled therewith and vomited. Draw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence an unfaithful man in time of trouble like a broken tooth or foot out of joint. As he taketh away a garment of cold weather and some vinegar upon night, so is he that singeth songs to a heavy heart. If thy enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt keep coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth the angry countenance and backbiting tongue. It's better to dwell in the house, on the housetop than with the brawny woman in the white house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news for the far country. A righteous man falling down for the wicked is the trouble found in the corrupt spring. It's not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls.